High above the Chattanooga skyline stands Lookout Mountain. For hikers, it's a prime destination, as Gina Stafford will tell you. Here on this campus, Gina is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Communications and Marketing, and from time to time, she stops by Scenic Routes to tell us about a natural wonder in this area. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
So, Lookout Mountain. If its hiking trails could talk, they would have a lot of stories to tell.
They would. Incredible stories. The history of Lookout Mountain is probably familiar to most long-term Chattanooga residents and in the valley surrounding. When I hike there and I see all the markers that commemorate what really were turning points in American history that happened there, it's impossible for me not to think about the footsteps I might be following.
Such as soldiers in the Civil War's Battle Above the Clouds.
Yeah, isn't that a picturesque name? I know I'm not the first, I won't be the last to really marvel at this, but it is an incredible thing to contemplate that Union soldiers climbed Lookout Mountain, and on their way up, they also fought some Confederate soldiers on the mountain slopes. So when I hike there and I see that incredibly steep terrain that the Union soldiers climbed to overtake the Confederate soldiers on the mountaintop, it's amazing.
Are there particular trails or landmarks significant to that battle that hikers regularly encounter now?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few. The Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park site designation on Lookout Mountain, along with robust historic preservation there, makes markers and placards with details of history plentiful throughout that whole area. The Cravens House is a structure and historic building that stands today and dates back to the 1850s. It sits on the side of Lookout Mountain, and reportedly, the majority of hand-to-hand combat in the Battle of Lookout Mountain happened near the Cravens House. But today, you can tour that house on the park's schedule. It's not open 24/7. I haven't gone to tour it, but I've parked outside it many times and begun one of my two favorite hiking routes to the landmark Sunset Rock from Cravens House.
Is that hike within the property of Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park?
It is. I take the 1.5 mile bluff trail from the Cravens House to Sunset Rock, so that coming back, that makes that about a 3 mile round trip hike. It has a very little bit of climbing. It's very doable, though, regardless of skill level. And hiking from the Cravens House is one of my two favorite routes for getting to Sunset Rock. The other is one that starts at Point Park.
Point Park on Lookout Mountain.
Yeah, Point Park is actually this 10-acre treasure, in my view, that rests on top of the mountain. Cravens House is just on the slopes below it, and from the Cravens House, if you're driving, it's another 3 miles by car to Point Park.
Is Point Park separate from the National Military Park?
It's considered part of it. And for hikers, what's important to know is there is no fee to park your vehicle at the Cravens House and hike from there, but there is a small of a few dollars entry fee to enter Point Park, but I think it's a bargain because, in my opinion, Point Park has the single most stunning collection of overlooks in the area. And it's incredible how accessible they are to most people because there is a network of paved walkways that begin at the park entrance. There's an idea hikers talk about sometime of whether some outdoor scenery is on the windshield tour or you could only see it by hiking. This place, I can tell you, is a windshield tour bonanza. You can't drive right onto the overlooks, but you can get within a few steps of them. And so to hike from Point Park to Sunset Rock, you also find that same trail called the Bluff Trail that also goes by the Cravens House.
What's the Point Park connection to the Civil War?
Well, actually, its name, for one. The park is on the northern tip, or the point, overlook of Lookout Mountain, another area that Confederate soldiers controlled before Union soldiers climbed the mountain. And today, if you're at Point Park and you're going to hike Sunset Rock on the Bluff Trail, there's this sturdy set of metal stairs. You descend that from an overlook near the Ox Observatory and Museum in Point Park, and then you get on that Bluff Trail. It's a moderate 3.5 mile round trip out to Sunset Rock and back. And speaking of Ox, interesting little bit of trivia. The name of the Ox Museum and the overlook it refers to come from the legendary Adolf S. Ox. As a child, his family moved from Cincinnati to Knoxville, Tennessee, just up the road. He started delivering newspapers at age 11, about 1869. course, he moved on and eventually came to Chattanooga, established the Chattanooga Times newspaper. And to those of us who can't get enough of journalistic trivia, know that he also became publisher of the New York Times. And it's the same Adolf Ochs's name that is on that beautiful landmark.
And does Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park include sites other than Point Park?
It is described as being made up of six separate sites. There's Chickamauga Battlefield, Lookout Mountain Battlefield, Missionary Ridge, Moccasin Bend, Orchard Knob, and Signal Point, which is within Point Park. And these six units of the National Park site counted 945,000 visitors in 2018. And since there are only actually 59 national parks total, we're really lucky to have a national park site here in our community. But I also happen to think that we're lucky to have the one we do because it has as much history as it does natural beauty.
Gina Stafford, thank you.
Thank you, Ray.